Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, it's The Feed. Thursdays, we talk to our friend Callie from But First Coffee Blog. You can follow her on YouTube and Instagram. I'm telling you, if you're a parent or mom, dad, whatever, she has the best ideas for your house, for kids, for parenting, for everything. So with summer kind of winding down, the school year starting up soon, maybe you're getting back to cooking meals at night throughout the day. So Callie has some great ideas for how to streamline your kitchen a little bit and get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, I actually was just on Instagram Live doing a kitchen tour because we just renovated, and I was getting a bunch of comments from people, and they're like, that's all you have for your pots and pans? Because I really try to streamline my kitchen because it just makes the dinner time and like lunchtime rush with kids so much easier. So I have three things that I think that maybe your kitchen doesn't need that it does need. So the first one is actually going off of that, and that is an entire cookware set. Most of us probably ended up with these when we got married, but I don't think you need an entire cookware set. Instead, I always say just buy pots individually as you need them. And I like this because then you can maybe get a nicer, more expensive version of like the pan that you use every day, maybe your saute pan, and then get like a budget-friendly stock pot because you only use those a couple times a year.
Right. That's so true because you do fall into that rhythm of you use the same pan all the time.
All the time. Use the same ones. We had a whole set from our wedding, and there was like two that I think I literally never used.
Right.
All right, the second one is what I call the backup item. In every kitchen, we end up with like a second lemon press or whisk or strainer, like it was gifted to us. We bought a newer one and we didn't get rid of the old one. And granted, in the kitchen, sometimes you do need two of something, but lots of times we have two of things. We have a favorite one, like you said, with the pan. And the second one almost never gets used. It's just taking up space in our drawer and like making it hard for you to open the drawer when you're trying to get your spatula out. So if you're guilty of this, I know that I can't be all the time. If you got that second item that never gets used, it's probably time to let it go.
I mean, I think I have third and fourth items for some of the stuff in our kitchen. Those rubber spatulas.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the kitchen. We're like so nervous that like one's going to break or something, but we literally never use them. And they just clutter up the drawer. They make it harder for us.
Right, right.
The last one that kind of goes off of that is these extra pieces. I feel like when we buy things online nowadays, especially like on Amazon, they always upsell it with these extra little pieces that we don't actually need. But then we keep them because they came with the thing. So like I bought a meat thermometer the other day and it came with like a second meat thermometer reader. But like I literally never have a need for two meat thermometers. Like I'm not cooking steak and turkey at the same time. So I was just keeping these like two readers just because it came with the extra one. But like the other one's not going to break. But again, it's that issue of like we keep it because it came with it. We think we might need it. So I always like to look at it like if it hasn't been 6 months, you haven't used it. You probably didn't need that extra piece.
Right, totally. Well, that's awesome. I mean, these are some great, great ideas for everyone to get organized to start cooking for the fall, which is my favorite time of year to cook, by the way.
Oh, same. It's the best flavors.
That's awesome. All right, Callie, thank you so much. You can follow Callie But First Coffee Blog on YouTube and Instagram, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Callie.
Thanks, guys.